It's here and now.
The jukebox is playing a honky-tonk song. One more I keep saying, and then I'll go home.
Gram Parsons released his first solo record in 1973, 40 years ago this month. He didn't live to see the release of his second album, though, because he died from a drug overdose later that year. But the music made by the man who's been called the father of country rock lives on. San Francisco recently staged the 11th annual Sleepless Nights tribute concert to Parsons, and if you pick up the latest copy of the music magazine Uncut, he's on the cover. His daughter Polly was just a kid when her dad died. Today, she's keeping his legacy alive with the Gram Parsons Foundation, which helps musicians and artists deal with substance abuse issues. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock spoke to Polly and has this report.
Polly Parsons says her father's death set the stage for some of the trouble she would have later on, but also led to the work she's doing today.
I was almost six, but boy, was I ancient by then, man. You know, I feel like by the time I was six, I was probably 26.
That was how old her dad was when he died, and Polly says it left such a big hole in their lives that her mother wouldn't allow Graham's music in their house. So she had to sneak away and listen to it under her bed.
Time can pass and time can heal, but it don't ever pass the way I feel. You went away a long time ago, and why you left I never knew.
You know, still to this day, I think that that's one of the beautiful things about Gram Parsons is not only is he one of those rare artists where you can actually hear his spirit and his sadness through his music, but also that it's so incredibly timeless. I mean, it just never, ever ceases to move his fans in the same exact way as it did the second they heard him.
Gram Parsons was born in 1946. He grew up in a troubled family. His father committed suicide. His mother remarried, but she later died of alcohol poisoning. He turned to music, learning to play the piano as a kid, starting bands including a folk outfit called the Shilohs. After high school, he enrolled at Harvard to study theology. He stayed there only one semester. He also formed the International Submarine Band, releasing a record called Safe at Home in 1968.
Well, a luxury liner, 40 tons of steel. No one in this whole wide world can change the way I feel. I've been a long lost soul for a long, long time.
In that early record, you can hear the country rock sound that would become Gram Parsons' signature. So it was a perfect match when he hooked up with Chris Hillman and the Byrds in Los Angeles in the late 60s. They recorded a seminal album called Sweetheart of the Rodeo in 1968.
Okay, one, two, three, four, one. Years from this day, will the people still feel this way? Still say the things that they're saying right now.
It was around this time that Gram Parsons found another soulmate in Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. A Stones biographer called them the psychedelic version of Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers. Parsons and Richards bonded over their love of music and also drugs. Parsons was hanging out with Keith in France in 1971 while the Stones recorded Exile on Main Street. And while he doesn't play anything on that record, his stamp is all over it, especially on songs like Torn and Frayed. While all this was going on, Polly Parsons was only an infant. She wasn't even aware of his music. She just remembers an idyllic childhood playing Go Fish on the floor with her father in their home in California. But later, after he died, her trouble started. Cocaine and alcohol addiction, and she kept it a secret that she was the daughter of the already legendary Gram Parsons.
There was a time in my life where I was acutely aware that people really needed me to be the historian on my father's life. They really needed me to know more than they did about my father and his music and his journey and his past and his history. And I didn't want to be that person.
You might say Pauly saw the writing on the wall. Coming from a family tree that included alcohol abuse and suicide on both sides, she didn't want to end up dying like her dad in a hotel room.
And so at some point I had to pull myself up and just say, you know, are you going to go down like this? Because this is the easy way to go. Are you going to fight?
Pauly decided to fight, first by reclaiming her dad's musical heritage, producing tribute concerts that attracted fans of her dad like Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams, and Dwight Yoakam, and also by creating Hickory Wind Ranch for women recovering from alcohol and drugs. And now, today, the Graham Parsons Foundation, which helps musicians deal with substance abuse recovery.
I get to work with alcoholics and addicts that are creatives like my father. I get to understand who my father was at an extremely intimate level. I get to stand by them in the depths of dying from addiction and disease, and I get to hold their hands through recovery and finding their lives again.
One of the finds that stands out in the life of Graham Parsons is a young singer named Emmylou Harris. Here he talks about the beginning of the beautiful harmonies that highlight the two solo albums he recorded with her before he died.
She just kept getting better and better. The more I looked at her, she's got fantastic eye contact. She can sing anything that you're doing in perfect harmony as long as you look at her. You know, and if you raise your eyebrows, if you're going up on a note, she goes right up with you in perfect pitch. She's beautiful.
I think that power and that grace that he had with Emmylou, it was pivotal in his life, it was pivotal in hers. I just wish they would have had more time together.
And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea,
and I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee.
Pauly Parsons says she still gets letters from fans of her father, sometimes from teenagers, who say they grew up with his music. It was what their parents played while they danced in the living room.
The other thing that is repetitious in nature with the letters that I receive is Graham brought me through some of the darkest times of my entire life, and for that I am forever grateful.
She's also grateful to have her father's music, bittersweet though it may be today, including a song called $1,000 Wedding, which she says was written for her mother.
The pain in his voice about the state of the affairs that they were in at that moment is so potent, you know, the honesty in his voice.
Was $1,000 wedding supposed to be held the other day? And with all the invitations sent, the young bride went away.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock spoke with Pauly Parsons, daughter of the late Graham Parsons. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again here and now.
But where are the flowers for my baby? I'd even like to see her mean old mama. And why ain't there a funeral?
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.